Welcome back to Trojan Preview here for the middle of the football season as we get ready to head off to Denison tonight with the Atlantic Trojans. Coach Nick Ross joins us here this week. And Coach, tough one last week, 38-20 over Lewis Central. As folks who paid attention to the game know, the game was much closer than that final score, but Lewis Central got in a position where they were able to make sure they got that 13 points for the playoff setup, which is unfortunate they were able to do that at the end. But, you know, a well-fought game. Two teams have played very hard. Lewis Central played a real solid football game. I thought their line play was really good in that contest last week.
Yeah, they're big up front. And, you know, like I said, I guess when we were talking about Lewis Central last week, not hard to prepare for as far as scheme-wise. You know exactly what they're going to do, and when their plan is they're going to do it better than you. And they were able to come out and establish the line of scrimmage, and offensive line-wise, they played very well. And, you know, we need to do a couple things better on our end. But you got to credit them for doing what they did to come out and win the game in the end.
Well, they put together just a good effort. They don't throw the ball a lot, but they were pretty successful when they did. Usually it's kind of a bit of a surprise, but the ground game is what everybody looks at. When you think Lewis Central beforehand, you prepare for Lewis Central. You prepare in some measure for Alex Reed. He's one of the best athletes in Southwest Iowa, not just in the district, and he's one of those kids that you just need to focus on. Well, you know, they proved a little something last week, too. He goes down, gets hurt in that football game in the second quarter, went down on a tackle, broke his collarbone, so he'll be out for as long as you're going to be out with a broken collarbone. But, you know, they had other guys step in. Alex Martin jumped into the backfield and really did a good job. I think they proved to a lot of folks that they're more than just one player.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you got to feel bad for the kid that's put so much into football and trying to have success that he gets his senior year taken away like that. So your heart goes out to him, and he is a very good player. But Lewis Central is a great program, and they're really establishing something over there. So you have to credit them. You know, that's what good teams do. One person goes down, the next guy steps in. And, you know, they lose a little bit, there's no doubt, because he's such a tremendous player. But they're going to be just fine, and they're going to continue to be a good football team.
Okay, enough about Lewis Central. Let's talk about the Trojans. A decent effort last week. Cut down on the turnovers from the week before, but they did kind of come at some critical spots. The one at the end of the half where you throw it into the end zone and gets picked, you know, that you kind of discount that. But, you know, the interception down around the, 30-yard line or so that set them up for a touchdown, you know, sometimes they just happen in critical spots and swing the tide.
That's right, and that's what turnovers are all about, is swinging the momentum your way. And like you said, we made a big turnover, and they were able to turn it into points. So offensively, we don't want to turn the ball over. Defensively, when the offense does turn the ball over, because it's going to happen at times, we have to step up and at least hold them to just a field goal, and we were unable to do that. So, you know, that hurts, I guess, twice when you do both of those things back-to-back like that. So that's things we need to keep working on. You know, I said earlier the last two games, our turnover differential is we're -8. We've turned the ball over 8 times in 2 games, and we have not forced one defensively. And that's hard to win when you do those things. So we have to make sure offensively we focus on securing the ball, and defensively we got to make things happen and get the ball back for our team.
Coach, I know you've been making some efforts here in these last few weeks to try to really work on that ground game a little bit more. I thought you had some kids break through a little bit last week. There were a few decent runs last week, and I thought the blocking was a little bit better up front for the running game last week.
That's the goal. You know, our offense, we're definitely explosive on the edges with our receivers and quarterback. But just to get more consistency to our team and bring, you know, give our defense a rest at the same time, we need to be able to run the ball. And we have some great kids in the backfield that can tote the ball, and we have to give them opportunities to be successful as well. So it's going to be a continued focus for us that we become a physical team and that we're able to run the ball.
Well, and obviously 0-2 in district play after the first two district games is not where anybody wants to be. But, you know, you summed it up after the ball game, too. Those are two very good teams you played. You were competitive in both of those football games, a couple of things here and there, and the things turn around. But the season's far, far from over. You've got 4 district games left. You still hold your destiny in your own hands, very firmly in your own hands at this point as far as the playoffs go. So, you know, it's a time to, you know, not worry about those things. The games are past. You can't help them, but you can learn from them.
Absolutely. You know, you're looking at the schedule, you knew that this would be possible for our record, that we would start out 0-2. Now, you know, the possibility of it and it actually happening is two different things. We didn't expect it to happen. We expected to be in there and win at least one of those games and probably two. But it didn't happen. So what we have to do is just refocus, worry, you know, focus on the only thing that we can, and that's the next game, and that's on improving ourselves. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to make sure that we become the team that we want to be and that we think we can be. And that all starts here this next Friday.
Well, let's turn the page then. Let's talk about the game coming up here tonight. Denison, a team that has struggled a bit. They're 1-3 coming in. Offensively, they're kind of similar to what you guys are doing a little bit. They like to spread the field a little bit, and they'll run 3-4 wide receivers, sometimes 5 wide receivers out. They run some motion. They run one back typically out of the backfield, but they'll bring motion, so it's kind of like bringing a second guy in. Their quarterback, Derek Hall, a decent size kid. The ball always goes through his hands, and he makes decisions almost on every single play for them. Is he a kid that you have to pay a lot of attention to?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a good basketball player, and he distributes the ball and scores in basketball. He does the same thing in football. You know, the ball goes through his hands, like you said. When he throws the ball, he's dangerous. When he runs the ball, he's dangerous. So, you know, that's one focus, is making sure that we just play a good, sound defensive game, and we're not making busts on our end in the run or passing game, because they have some talent and they'll hurt you if you do.
You know, when you see a team like Denison line up like they do and spread maybe 4 wide receivers out all the time, the easy thing as a defender is to sit back and say, well, they're going to throw the ball. But they run out of those formations, and they actually run the ball more than you would think when you see a team that lines up just one tailback and 4 wide receivers is how they set their offense. So you kind of have to be aware and read what's going on.
Yeah, and absolutely, and that's what's going on with a lot of teams in our district and football in general, is teams are trying to spread the game out or spread the defense out a little bit and then get their ball carriers a little bit more room to work and break tackles in space. So that's the same thing that Denison tries to do, but they do. They spread you out, and they want to run the ball at the end of the day, and defensively we want to stop the run. So that's where the battle's going to be again, and to me that's where the game's going to be won or lost, and they, especially after watching the last 2 weeks of us defensively, they're going to want to run the ball at us, and we have to know that that's going to be the challenge or what they're going to bring to us, and we have to step up and take on that challenge.
Coach, I know you've had a chance to watch film of them. I've had a chance to watch a little bit of film of them as well. One thing I noticed defensively is they're not the best tackling team that I've seen. There's a lot of times when guys are missing 1 and 2 opportunities there too. With the explosive guys that you guys put out on the field, some of those receivers and even the guys out of the backfield, if you give second opportunities, they can turn to really big plays.
Well, and that's our goal every week is to make those big plays. And just like we mentioned with what other teams are doing and trying to get their athletes the ball in space, that's what we're trying to do. So if we can get out in space and make, you know, other teams tackle our best athletes, we feel good about those matchups. So that's what we're going to continue to try to do offensively, and hopefully it'll continue to work for us.
Coach, Denison's a dangerous team. You know, the easy thing is to look and say, they're 1-3. They, you know, probably haven't played the same kind of competition we have so far. You know, maybe we're a better team. We can walk in there and win. But they're a team that can put up a lot of points if they're given the chance.
Absolutely, they are. And their one win, it was a close win over Carroll, which is a team that we just squeaked one out over too. So, you know, we're not going to sit here as a football team, and we don't want our kids to either look at records and try to, you know, figure out who's better than who and all that, because that's just wasting your time at the end of the day. You know, the only thing that matters is how you play on Friday night. And so that's what we have to come out and do. And we need to work on ourselves being able to execute for 4 quarters. So if we execute for 4 quarters, it's going to be a good game. If we don't, we could be in trouble.
2 tough games to start the district. Now you get a chance to step out of the district and focus just on playing football, not have to worry about all those bigger picture things, because this game doesn't mean anything as far as the playoffs are concerned. Is it a good time for that to come up?
I think so. After 2 tough games like that, it's a good time to just kind of refocus on what we need to be about as a football team, the things that we want to do offensively and defensively, and just effort and attitude-wise, what we want to become. This is a good week to focus on that. And, you know, we'd also like to get back in the win column and get a little bit of confidence that comes along with a win. A win, you know, does so much for a program, does so much for the kids and for the coaches. You know, it just gives back, it gives that confidence back that you're doing things the right way. It also, you know, pays you back for some of that hard work you put in.
Yeah. Well, Coach, we saw a very good player go down to injury, possibly a season-ending injury last week. Gosh, how did you come out of the ball game last week? Are we still pretty healthy?
Yeah, pretty healthy. We've been fortunate with that all year.
Very good. Well, it's momentum week. Let's call it momentum week. We saw two wins to start the season, then two go the other way for us. You've got a big portion of the season left. Maybe this is where the momentum starts.
That's what we'd like to see, and that's what we're hoping will happen.
Very good. Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
You bet. That's Coach Nick Ross. Again, game time 7:30 tonight. We're on the air at 6:30 with our pregame show. Hope you join us for all the action a little bit later on this evening. That's going to do it for us this week. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us on Trojan Preview.